So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here with Carmen Vitale from Fox Sports.
I am joined now by Carmen Vitale, Fox Sports NFL reporter.
Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports.
Joining us, it is the NFC North writer at FoxSports.com. It's Carmen Vitale. How are you doing, Carmen? Great to have you.
Welcome to a special edition of the Chicago Football Show. I'm Scott Baer alongside Carmen Vitale.
What I saw when I was there, it was a across-the-board belief from players to coaches, and I have a few friends on that staff, too, that were like, we know we got this.
We love talking to Carmen Vitale. It's a fun day here on the Hangout Show. We just talked to Clay Harbor. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody. And now Carmen Vitale has come in to hang with us. And I always thought that Carmen was multifaceted. You were a cheerleader in high school. You're a very talented writer. You're a talented sports speaker. And then you bring in the cookie game. What are you trying to do to us over here? Almond chocolate chip cookies. Yeah, and they were professional level.
No, you're not even doing her justice. Let me tell you something. Clay Harbor abhors sugar, hates sugar. This man had not one but two of those cookies. And I said, this is what, it's funny. Did Lawrence get one yet?
Because, I don't think so.
Because Lawrence's cookies, sweet tooth is unstoppable.
That's what luxury tastes like. Yeah. That is what luxury tastes like.
Lawrence, if you missed it yesterday on Transition with Spiegel and Holmes, Lawrence yesterday said that Jenny's milkiest chocolate flavor of ice cream tastes
that's
like luxury.
I'm on board with that.
And then we read the description, but that, your cookies, like the oven, how are they chewy and soft, but not too soft, but chewy and slightly crispy at the same time?
The secret is to pull them out right before they're actually done. And then you let them cool on a baking rack to kind of firm up a little bit, but they're still really chewy in the middle. And then I have the Maldon salt. I have the Maldon salt, like, because that's always in my kitchen, and then you just kind of sprinkle it over there. It sets off the taste.
The salt sets it off.
I was a little nervous about this batch because usually I make it with vanilla extract, but I didn't have any today, so I improvised and used almond. And so I was hoping it would be okay.
Those cookies are going to be gone by the time you walk out of the studio.
I hope I had to guess.
Yeah, I think so. And that is the talent, who apparently is good at everything, of Carmen Vitale. Your specialty, as we mentioned in our open, is the NFC North. Mm-hmm. It being Packers week.
Yeah.
This is now the meeting of the greatness of what can happen. A, for the Bears. I mean, winning at Lambeau for a second consecutive season, and then being able to do so, the opportunity here is just absolutely massive for this team. I asked the question earlier to not just Marshall, but our listeners too. Like, you have to account for this. You just do. What happens if the Bears lose? And it's nice to be able to say, it's not mission critical if they do at Lambeau.
Right. Right. So they have three NFC North games, right, to finish out the season. They have two against the Packers. They finish the season against the Lions. To make their lives not stressful, they have to win at least one of those. And then you'd like to win the one in San Francisco because that's another NFC game. The Browns game is the one that you kind of have the luxury of, they're the AFC. It doesn't have a whole lot of implications on the NFC, on the conference. But I also think that you need to split the series with the Packers, if not for your playoff hopes, but for keeping this an actual rivalry. I mean, that's what's so exciting about this time around, is this game has implications outside of just the rivalry. It has implications on both teams' postseasons. And that adds another layer that we haven't had in a long time in Chicago, because this has been a very lopsided rivalry over the past decade or so.
It's hard to imagine that this team won't win two of its last five games, and we've circled 11 as like that number.
Yeah.
You win 11 games, you're going to the playoffs. How you get to the playoffs and where you got to go once you get to the playoffs,
right.
That is still up for grabs. But if they can find a way to win three of these games, they have a legitimate chance to win the NFC North. Mm-hmm. I'm curious as to what you think this team's ceiling is, as stated right now, just at 9-3 and currently holding on to that number one seed, which of course would come with a bye if they found a way to get out of the muck with that number one seed.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about the number one seed, you're not just talking about the North, obviously. You're talking about the Rams and the Eagles and having to have some other things go right that maybe isn't quite in your control. But I did this for our Chicago football show on Marquee, where I kind of picked the rest of the season for the Bears. And I did have them going 2-3 down the stretch. So, yeah, you know, winning two of their last five. And it gave them an 80% chance at the playoffs. And it was great. You know, that 11 wins is like, again, what an outperformance of expectation if you're talking about from the beginning of the year. But I do still think that there's probably a 2-3 game ceiling for the rest of the way, just because division opponents are really tough, no matter how good you are or how, you know, that you know each other really well. There's always some wonky things in those games. I've been a Bears fan long enough to know that this season is probably still going to be a little wonky. There's going to be some weird stuff, whether that's a loss to the Browns, that's a loss to San Francisco in the Bay Area. I refuse to believe there's not going to be some weird stuff down the line with this team, because of the fact that they haven't reached their ceiling at all. And you heard Ben Johnson talk about that when it comes to the passing game this week, which I didn't think he needed to clarify his comments at all. When he like the initial comment he made that they're winning in spite of the passing game and not because of it was dead on, and that the passing game is more than just the quarterback, and you should know that. And he talked a lot about the receivers and how their routes aren't, you know, exactly where they need to be. They're not in that rhythm quite yet. And that falls on everybody. So as long as you still have struggles, I think, in the passing game, and you're still improving there, still developing there, I think this team has a ceiling.
I think that Ben Johnson, and you know this from having covered him at Detroit, is so direct that if he wanted to say quarterback, he would have. And because of how people want to take stuff, and because there's this still weird sub-warring faction when it comes to Bears fans of cheering against quarterbacks and for quarterbacks, then it's like you can cheer for the Bears, but yet you want to cheer against their quarterback. Because of that whole mental gymnastics, there really is a whole meat inside their heads. You have this issue where people want to purposefully misinterpret it or give it too much thought. I mean, we also give things a lot of thought, but I feel the same way. I say all of that to say, I think that we sometimes forget what it sounds like to have a coach hold his team to a higher standard. Mm-hmm. And Ben Johnson, we've said on this show this week, Ben Johnson isn't here for a top 10 offense in the league. Mm-hmm. He's not here for a top 5 offense. Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson is trying to create the best offense in the NFL because he did it. So I think that that's where those statements kind of fall in. You would know better than anybody. You have the most years of experience with him.
Yeah, and I mean, he held Detroit to an incredible standard. And I think what he does really, really well is he communicates that, not only obviously behind the scenes, because we hear the same talking points from every single player when we talk to them in the locker room or when they come to the podium, or everybody's very much on the same page. But that's also because Ben talks to his team through the media. He understands very explicitly what he can get across in that way and how he can hold people accountable in that way. That's part of the accountability part is, hey, I'm going to say this publicly and then you're going to have to answer for it. That's completely intentional and on purpose when it comes to him. And it's what he did in Detroit, too. And I mean, you guys know, like, this team wanted to be held to a higher standard and has wanted to be held to a higher standard. And now they're getting it, and I think what we're seeing is a really good response from the team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I love it because every time we start talking about what Ben Johnson expects, you go back to that first year where, obviously, much like here in Chicago, Detroit got off to a bad start in his first year as offensive coordinator. But by the end of the season, they had it figured out. I just want to remind people, in year one, Jared Goff, yes, he did complete 67.2% of his passes, but he only threw for 3,200 yards. He only threw for 19 touchdowns. He got picked off 8 times. It was only in 14 games. But that set the stage for the next season, 4,400 yards and 29 touchdowns. The next season, 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns. And, of course, last season, 4,600 yards and 37 touchdowns. It's hard for me to take people seriously trying to call Caleb Williams and the offense out when I understand it takes time.
It takes time.
It's so hard to get people to be patient, though, especially now they're 9-3. And I keep saying this. Caleb Williams is the X factor because let me tell you something. If he finds a way to take a step over the last month of the season, then they do have possibilities of doing big things in the playoffs.
Yeah. And Ben Johnson called his shot early in the season. He said, we're not going to play our best football until December. Well, now it's December. And they have shown that they have improved every single week. And it's been, I mean, I don't know how many times I've said this over the course of the season, that progress isn't linear. But it's been pretty linear for the Bears this season.
The best illustration of that is how Caleb and the team talk about quarters.
Yeah.
And in the first quarter, they go 2-2. The second quarter, they go 3-1. The third quarter, they go 4-0. So you tell me what the fifth quarter or the fourth quarter is looking like.
No, that's a good point because I thought about that too. I'm like, wait a second. I'm not saying to myself that 2022 Lions started 1-6. I'm not saying that as much as I thought I would. And I was like, oh, dang.
I preached this a lot of patience, and now I'm like, I guess I didn't really need to because they're winning anyway, and they're ugly wins. And, you know, all the criticism of the Bears' wins so far this season, the record, is absolutely valid. Like, they did not play teams that had winning records. They have won very, very ugly. They've had things that have had to go their way. There's been catastrophic failures at multiple, like, phases, but what's really cool is that this team is complementary enough that when one phase falters, the other can pick it up. And that's been, I just feel like Ben Johnson and his staff have prioritized the right things. They have installed things at a pace that is sustainable and allows this team to still be productive while absolutely still needing to improve. Like, there are two things can be true. And I think that's also what's lost in the Caleb Williams conversation of he's not there yet. But does that mean, like, I'm fine with that. He's not supposed to be there yet. To your point, Marshall, it takes time. And that's where I think the patience still comes in because this is an incredibly complex offense. Ben Johnson said it's more complex than what he installed in Detroit in that first year because he evolved as a coach. And so in order to have this offense clicking on all cylinders, it's just going to take more and more time and reps because everyone has a role to play in this. Even if you're not directly involved in the play, like, you talk about how the offensive line is so crucial, but I mean, receivers are running interference for like for the run game, and they're blocking in the run game. And like everybody, even if they're not directly involved in the play, has a role in each play, which is it's incredibly efficient, but it's also really you can tell when it breaks down and you just need more and more reps in order to really fully grasp it.
Well, I think that's a great way of putting it. And I think when we talk about what we're seeing, too, with what is being constructed and what is being built, mm-hmm. you know, you mentioned, yeah, the Bears have had a lot of breaks go their way. Backup quarterbacks they face, you know, they face injured teams. They didn't win those games last year.
That's true.
They didn't win those games the last several years. Yeah. It didn't matter who the backup was. Mm-hmm. I can go back multiple years, even back during the year right after the 2018 playoff season, they would face teams with backups and they wouldn't win those games. So this is not something we're used to where the team actually simply takes advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah.
And that deserves to be appreciated.
It does. And again, that goes to, like that speaks to the culture and the belief that Ben Johnson has instilled and just the attitude of this team. I mean, when is the last time that you had national like this I just saw this. My friend AQ Shipley, who runs a segment in the trenches on the McAfee show, he was talking this week about how Ben Johnson's playing bully ball up front and with the run game and offensively. And it's like, when was the last time we could say that this Bears team was this physical at the line of scrimmage and completely dominated teams? Good teams. You saw it on Black Friday against the Philadelphia Eagles, which I think was such a validating win that, I mean, I think a lot of people in Chicago had felt that coming, obviously. But to do it on the national stage, on a national game against the defending champs, that launched the Bears into the legitimate stratosphere of good teams or teams that are getting good in this league.
I'm not ready to give flowers per se, but I will tip my cap to Ryan Poles because what you just said about the physicality, the rebuilding of the offensive line, he swung and missed in his initial rebuild, but his ability to pivot mm-hmm. when it mattered most with a new head coach and get both a defensive coordinator and an offensive play caller what they needed to get this job done and with depth, proven right. depth. That's what's been proven after all these injuries over the course of the year. How much credit do you think Ryan Poles deserves with what's going on right now?
I think he deserves a lot of it, but I think a lot of it was driven by Ben because yeah. that has been Ben Johnson's calling card. The offensive line has been Ben Johnson's calling card. You look back at these Detroit offenses, and the number one thing is that they have a really solid offensive front, and they have depth to your point of, hey, injuries are almost a certainty when it comes to the offensive line every year. Who do you have that is going to minimize the drop off? And we've seen that with Ozzie Trapillo and, you know, the Theo Benedict, and you have like this kind of the left tackle spot. While I do think that there are ways to make up for the left tackle spot and the defensive front's kind of spread out their pressure and do different things so that the left tackle spot, not to say that the left tackle spot isn't as crucial as it used to be, but there are ways to kind of scheme around that now because of what defenses are doing. But you have Joe Tooney that you knew was going to be at that left guard spot that could help that. So it's not only just the depth of like the individual player, but it's, hey, who is he playing next to? Can he help him? And that's what you see. You see the interior of veterans, and that's what they, you know, went out and got. And they got smart guys on top of physical guys and guys with experience so that the guys on the outside, which are the younger ones, Darnell Wright, as talented as he is, still young. And then you had whoever you were going to have at left tackle that you didn't know who that was going to be coming into the year. But you have them playing next to guys that can make up for any of their lack of experience.
Well, and that's the mark of a good coach.
Yes.
And a good GM is when the sum of the parts mm-hmm. don't outvalue the whole. Like, yeah. And now what we're seeing right now is the whole coming together. These individuals are making sense together. And Nashawn Wright, when I talked to him, Carmen, on Tuesday, he mentioned, like, clearly his history with Al Harris is what got him to the Bears.
Right.
Ryan Poles still has to sign off on that.
For sure.
And he did, and he gave him credit for it. And that's the other part, is Ryan Poles isn't getting in the way of some of these decisions either.
That's
a mark of a better GM.
That is the biggest thing that I think that Ryan Poles deserves credit for. And it's not like it's not a backward compliment to me, because there are so many GMs that just think they know better. And you have to have, I think the best teams in the league have collaboration between their GM and their head coach and their coaching staff just in general. You have to, because if you don't, you're going to like inevitably have coaches trying to force something that just isn't there, and then things just don't work. So the fact that that Ryan Poles was able to pivot when Ben Johnson came in, understanding the track record that Ben Johnson came in with and understanding who he was as a coach, clearly the communication between the two of them has been really open and has been as good as they've told us it is. So I appreciate that out of Ryan Poles. And I mean, I have to imagine that he's elated at this point as being a former offensive lineman. I think a lot of us, and myself included, wanted to think that he was really good at evaluating offensive line talent and bringing them into the building. And he took so many swings and misses. And then Ben Johnson got there, and it just seems like they've formed such a good partnership. And now you can kind of see where Ryan Poles' expertise lies. And he's kind of exploiting, and Ben Johnson's exploiting that with what he was asking for.
Yeah, it's kind of like Avery Johnson and point guards to me. You know, Avery Johnson was a point guard in the NBA, and he was hardest on his point guards. See Devin Harris. So I like this version a lot better. More with Cameron Vitale coming up next, and she will be joined by Mark Grody. Woo! Mark Grody's doing a live report from Hallis Hall, so the crew will catch up with Mark Grody next on Raheemi Harrison Grody here on 670 The Score.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.